This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey team, thanks for hopping on. Sorry, that's my dog Melvin barking at the mailman. You can't hear anything? That's because my Acer Swift Go 14 has Acer Purified Voice, which suppresses background noise. Here, I'll tell you what he's saying. Unlock AI on the go with the Swift Go 14, featuring an Intel Core Ultra 9 processor. Visit Acer.com to learn more.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Climbers, you want to get to the top? Truth is, you need to sleep your way there. We're spilling the beans on today's episode, so listen up. Johnny, do your thing.
Welcome to the climb! This is a show dedicated to helping singers, songwriters, and indie artists like you create leverage in the music business. That's what you're going to need to make it happen. CLIMB, creating leverage in the music business. They need you more than you need them. And that's when you get everything you want, the publishing, the label, the booking agency, the management company, blah, blah, all the things. Okay. That's why we call it the climb. That's creating leverage in the music business. That's a Baxter name. That's from my good friend and co-host, lyricist, hit songwriter, Mr. Brent Baxter. He's got cuts from Alan Jackson, Randy Travis, Lady A, Joe Nichols, couple number ones in Southern Gospel in the last 18 to 24 months, still making miracles happen. And he helps songwriters like you turn pro by revealing how you write like a pro, do business like a pro, and then you need the relationship, and he ushers you into the room and gives you the opportunity to create relationships with the pros. You can find Brent at songwritingpro.com. Once again, that's songwritingpro.com.
And I would like to introduce you to my co-host, Johnny Dwinnell. Johnny and Daredevil Production, they're breaking artists digitally by identifying new fans through data. Look, if you're an artist looking to increase your streams, blow up your video views, sell more live show tickets, and get discovered by new fans, TV, and music industry pros, then Daredevil Production can help. Daredevil has worked with multi-platinum artists like Colin Ray, Tracy Lawrence, Ty Herndon, and Andy Griggs, just to name a few. You can find Johnny at daredevilproduction.com. That is production, singular, no S, and there is no S because there is no other. Johnny D.
What kind of show is this? What kind of program are you running over here, pal? Like, I don't know. This sounds like something that is completely my lane. Like, what? You're a good Christian man. You're married. You're like, what are you talking about right now? Sleep your way to the top.
That's right. So, well, yeah, y'all know me well enough by now that you know I'm probably not actually talking about like Shack It Up with the producer, the A&R executive delaying your songs on records or something like that. I'm actually talking about sleep. So sorry to disappoint Johnny, but today we're actually talking about the importance of sleep and how burning the midnight oil is usually counterproductive to your creative endeavors.
First, let's take care of a little business. Join the climb community. If you haven't done so, go to facebook.com/groups/climb community and ask to be let in. We let everybody in, but you have to ask first. And in there, we've got a place for you to post about your gigs, place for you to post about your music, new music you just dropped, place for you to post about your wins. We want to hear about it all. Just put it in the right place, guys. It's a fun community. It's singers, songwriters, indie artists, indie musicians, everybody supporting one another. We're getting co-write hookups in there. People getting marketing advice and different sort of, hey, I tried this and this worked, and I tried that and that worked. And it's a good resource for news. Whenever I find new stuff, I try to post it in the climb community to share with them to see, so everybody can see what I see, what's going on, try to keep you informed. And by the way, wouldn't hurt you to read some of that crap I put in there because it's good for you. But, anyway, what kind of wins we got today, buddy?
Yeah, a couple wins. So every Wednesday we post the New Heights post, and we encourage you to share your music-related wins in the comments so everybody knows where the party be. All right, so climber Dennis DeVilbus, who sent in a recent song title challenge title. So, hey, Dennis.
Hey, Dennis.
He said, I found a local harmonica guitar player to perform with, and it really expands the sound of the things I do with the acoustic, you know, guitar vocals. We're planning a Memorial Day concert down here in St. Helena. So this is, of course, at the time of this recording, this is right around Memorial Day. So we have that. So he's finding expanding his musical palette a little bit for his live stuff. And let's see what else we have here. Here's one from Todd Williams Jr. Says, I think for me, the biggest thing right now, a song I wrote on hit 70,000 streams here recently. So by far the most of anything I've written on, and I wrote it with the artist and with one of our other friends. So congrats, Todd Williams. Congrats, Dennis. And
yeah, Todd.
Yeah, man. So y'all,
I know Todd.
Okay. So y'all just keep on climbing.
Right on. All right, guys. So listen, make sure you subscribe or follow the podcast, whatever platform you're on. Leave a rating and review on iTunes. And most importantly, tell a friend about it. If you're listening to this, if you're getting value out of it, somebody else can too. So help us help them. Help us help you help them, right?
Exactly. I think I followed that.
All right.
Yes. All right.
So how do I sleep my way to the top? Like, this is different than what I thought. This is not a Chelsea Handler move. This is...
No, this is not. So... Let me just preface this. You know, we're talking about sleep, and I know it's not easy. Like, I know it's not easy to hold down a day job, to be a good parent, to be a good spouse, and to chase your songwriting or artist dream. There just aren't enough hours in the day or the night. It's easy to burn the midnight oil just trying to get stuff done because it feels like it'll never get done otherwise. Dude, I've been there. So believe me, with five kids, a dog, and a cat, there's always more to do. And like in a house we just moved into this year, and like, oh, it's warm. That's a different set of projects I wasn't aware of, you know, that sort of thing. So I'm sure that whatever your situation, you feel much the same way. Like there's just not enough time. So I don't want to come off as insensitive to your situation, basically telling people to get more sleep when you feel like it's impossible. No, I'm sharing this because I want you to succeed. I want that invite to your number one party. Okay. I want that.
Yeah.
So basically there's never going to be like enough hours in the day, right? There's always more you can do. There's always something else you can do. There's never enough hours in the day. So that really means we need to, like, we better make the best use of every hour of the day. Since there aren't enough of them, you got to really use every one of them. And this may be counterintuitive, but that actually requires probably more sleep than what you're getting. Johnny, I saw you yawn right then. This is for you, Johnny.
Yep.
So this actually requires more sleep. So my thesis is, and I think the science backs it up, that sleep pays for itself. Okay. It pays for itself, meaning what you lose in time, you make up for in productivity. Mm-hmm. And this is simply because lack of sleep hurts your productivity. Johnny, are you a midnight oil kind of guy? Are you a I can sleep when I'm dead kind of guy?
Sometimes I'm not. I mean, lately, I have been. This past month has been, I've got a launch coming up on June 20th mm-hmm. that is, well, this will drop after June 20th. It's, I have, you know, I've got content, I got to get ready for that. Tech, I got to get ready for that. Sales mm-hmm. copy, I got to get ready for that. I've got my two main corporate clients that are pumping on all pistons, and my concert promoter just came back online mm-hmm. with like four shows this month. And so there's all kinds of tech with that too. And ad creation. And mm-hmm. so
yeah,
over freaking whelmed right now.
Yeah. And there's Janelle.
Sorry. I just had to vent.
That's okay. Yeah. I could tell that was coming up. That's coming. So, and you also have Janelle, right?
Oh yeah.
It takes time. Everybody yeah. has all these things that, and all those things are good things. Your girl, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Your work, that means you're making money. You got clients, that's a good thing. All right. Yep. But that can come at, there's a cost to that as well. So I did a little bit of research on this. So as the American Academy of Sleep and Medicine and Sleep Research Society explains in their position statement, I'm pulling from like articles and stuff.
Nice.
Says sleeping less than 7 hours per night is also associated with impaired immune function, increased pain, impaired performance, increased errors, and greater risk of accidents. So the expert panel reviewed over 5,000 scientific articles before arriving at their final recommendations, one of which is that adults need at least 7 hours of sleep every night to be productive. So most of what I've seen online is like 7 to 9 hours for adults. And some of the, it says lack of sleep leads to problems that affect productivity in some of the following ways. And we'll dive into some of these here in a minute, but daytime fatigue and sleepiness. Let me sip my coffee. Poor concentration and focus. What was I talking about? Low motivation and energy. Lack of coordination. Oops, sorry, hit the mic. And that's going to sound terrible. I'm sorry, Ren. Lack of coordination and low mood and anxiety.
Don't edit that out, Ren.
Yeah, keep that one in. So, all right. So daytime fatigue and sleepiness, poor concentration and focus, low motivation and energy, lack of coordination, low mood and anxiety. You think these may cost you productivity? Like you think this may come back to bite you? Let's dive into some of these. So daytime fatigue and sleepiness. Like I hate feeling foggy when I'm when I'm walking into a writing room or a writing Zoom. Like I just don't feel clear when I've either not had enough sleep or I didn't have like good quality of sleep, even if I was in bed for 8 hours, but I just, you know, kids were up or whatever. It just feels like thoughts are behind a curtain or that like I'm wearing the wrong prescription glasses. Like everything's just kind of foggy. Things just aren't as clear as they should be. And let me tell you, nothing tells your co-writer, I'm happy to be here and I totally respect your time, quite like yawning in the middle of them singing down the chorus. That's money right there is what that is. That just really shows them that you care. So yeah, just fatigue and sleepiness. One thing I try to, and I'm not great at, but the night before co-write, like, okay, my first step to having a good co-write is going to bed at a good hour the night before. Because I want to have that, I don't want to have that fatigue. I don't want to have that sleepiness. I don't want to walk in there and it's like, oh man, I'm foggy. I hope this wakes up. Hope the adrenaline kicks in, you know, during the co-write. And usually, you know, to an extent it does, but how much just sharper would I be and more fun? And we'll get into those. So just daytime fatigue and sleepiness, poor concentration and focus. That's a big one because I mean, songwriting is all about concentration and focus. Mm-hmm. Like it's that extra 10% of mental focus that is going to help you get your song that 2% better that makes 100% of the difference. I really have no idea what I just said, but had numbers in it. But you get what I mean, right?
Yeah.
You get what I mean? It's like that little extra bit of concentration, that focus to go, you know, this like helps you stick with it long enough to realize that your second verse has like a logic gap in it. Or that it wanders off topic too much is those little things that you can catch that you wouldn't have caught before.
Right.
Or you catch them a lot faster instead of going down this road and going, oh, wait, that doesn't make sense because we didn't explain this other thing or whatever. It's your focus that's going to help you hang in there and hang on and push for that more interesting rhyme and not settle for good enough. You know, there's a saying that fatigue makes cowards of us all, you know?
Yeah.
And I think with so much brain work is what writing is. It's pretty much all brain work that just that lack of concentration and focus can, for one thing, wander off and you end up playing Candy Crush in the middle of that second verse or whatever, or you're not in it all the way to win it, to really focus on this idea and stay on task. And so what happens, it maybe takes you longer to write that song. You miss errors and mistakes, things that didn't quite make sense until maybe much later, until after a day you've had good rest. And then you're like, oh my gosh, look at that. How did I not see that? Well, maybe because you didn't get a good night's sleep. Now you got to go back, fix something, maybe fix something on the work tape, all that kind of stuff that costs you time and sometimes costs you money too. So that's a big thing.
This makes the Holiday Inn commercial make so much sense to me.
What's a Holiday? Oh, I'm not an expert, but I did sleep at a Holiday Inn last night.
Yeah, I did sleep at a Holiday Inn Express last night. That's right. It's like I'm not a biological scientist, but I did sleep at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Right.
Can you figure out this problem? Hold on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's right.
So this stuff, again, sleep pays for itself. I mean, I got a big write tomorrow. Am I staying up cramming? No, I'm going to go to sleep. And so I can be more present when I'm there. Another big thing that it costs you productivity is low motivation and energy. I mean, come on, do I have to say anything else? Like, we've all been there, right? There are times I just like stare at the laptop, like in a daze or a fog. I'm not working on a song idea. Like, I'm not even working on a podcast or anything. I'm just like staring into space and not even in that help.
Check your email, read a news story.
No, I'm just staring.
Yeah.
No, just staring. And I'm not, and I'm not even doing like the helpful daydreaming kind of staring. Like, we all need that as creatives. We need, like, there's daydreaming that is productive time, right? I'm daydreaming. I'm thinking things, I'm feeling things, whatever. No, I'm just zoned out. Or it affects me by making me do the, and you just alluded to this, Johnny, by making me more likely to do the easy, mindless tasks instead of the more difficult, but more important, high leverage tasks that I could be doing. So yeah, instead of putting in the work that can actually change my situation, I'm checking that email again and again and again, or I'm reading that article. There's a video on Facebook of somebody like, wait till the end. You won't believe what happens when we cook this thing, but they turn what should be a 3-second video into like a 25-minute video.
Yeah.
You're like, get with it. I'm not watching that stuff when I'm well rested and got my game on. Like, it's no, it's when I'm
you're too motivated because you got your two, like, you're bursting with ideas. And so you're like, well,
and I'm clear.
You're excited to get to them as opposed to avoiding them.
Yeah. And so, you know, one thing that kind of guards against that is when you have co-writes and you got to show up at 9 or 9:15 or 10 or whatever, and the other person's sitting there. So that helps. But especially when you're working on your own, like, nobody's making you write a song. Nobody's making you sit down to, I could play something, but I really don't want to tune my guitar. You know,
yeah.
It just saps that motivation and energy. So you're less likely to even pick up the guitar at all or pick up the pen at all. You're going to go for the low hanging, you know, fruit of like, I'll just scan through Facebook. What happened? I don't know what happened. I was on TikTok for like an hour. I don't know what happened. Like, in the middle of the day. Or you do it at night and that costs you sleep. You know, that's a vicious cycle. Mm. So low motivation and energy. We all need more motivation. We all need more energy. All right. So sleep will help you get that. Now,
hey team, thanks for hopping on. Sorry, that's my dog Melvin barking at the mailman. You can't hear anything? That's because my Acer Swift Go 14 has Acer Purified Voice, which suppresses background noise. Here, I'll tell you what he's saying. Unlock AI on the go with the Swift Go 14, featuring an Intel Core Ultra 9 processor. Visit Acer.com to learn more.
Here's an interesting one, too, that I don't think of as much as a lyricist, but it's lack of coordination. You know, like, you know, for factory jobs and other things like that, accidents are more likely to happen if you're not well rested. But think about this. What about you guitar players and keyboard climbers out there? What if your grooves aren't quite as groovy as they could be? What if it takes you twice as long to lay down that work tape or the demo? That's wasted time. And if you're in the studio, wasted time is wasted money. So even that stuff.
I'll tell you how that manifests itself for me.
Yeah, man.
Is I'm like running into frickin' doors, you know, right, banging my head on the counter or just stupid because your awareness sort of disappears on where you're at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, oh man, I've had a couple serious injuries, dude. like seriously minor injuries, but like hurt, like bruises or something. Cause I just literally ran into a door, ran into the kitchen counter. Cause I'm not with it,
you're,
man.
You're foggy. You're not
stone
there.
Cold, sober. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not intoxicated or anything, but just like, cause you're so tired. You're like, oh, that's going to leave a mark. Ah, you know, and you're just like,
yeah.
Then you're pissed off. And
exactly. And what are the residual effects of that? Of this little bit of that brain space that takes up.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff that's like could have been prevented with a little bit of more sleep. But you're talking about being, you know, sober. But they've done all these studies. I'm sure many of you climbers out there have heard it, where they do sleep deprivation and then do driving tests. And they drive like drunks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's scary.
Yeah.
Like, you know, drowsy driving is as bad as drunk driving.
Yeah.
So, you know, it matters. Your judgment goes, your coordination. And so I think especially for, yeah, of course, if you fall down a flight of stairs, you're not getting much done that day.
No.
Right? But
God forbid.
Gosh. But even if you're just, doing something technical, like working on your instrument, practicing, you're not going to get as much out of it. You're going to be more frustrated. If you're trying to lay down that work tape or start working on a track and you're just not quite, your fingers aren't quite doing right, has an effect on that too. So you lose that time. Again, sleep pays for itself, and that time you get back and the productivity. So, and here's a big one. Low mood and anxiety. So lack of sleep leads to low mood and anxiety. So, I mean, this one can keep you from writing at all. So not even just, you know, hurt your writing, like you just won't write. Because I notice that I get more depressed and pessimistic when I'm tired. I call it depressimistic. Okay. Depressimistic. And, you know, those are the days of like the whole music industry climb seems insurmountable. Like it all feels hopeless. So why even pull out the guitar or the pen or the laptop? I mean, how uninspiring is that? Like everything seems worse. And
yeah.
So the truth is that this business is going to bruise all of us repeatedly. And so we need as much emotional resiliency as possible. And a lot of that comes from sleep. And so furthermore, like if I'm grumpy, then I'm more likely to be a bad hang with my co-writers, right? And that'll make getting in the room with them, again, less likely. And it also makes me more likely to be a jerk to my wife, which then gets me in trouble, which leads to more emotional distraction and more, you know.
More exhaustion.
More exhaustion, exactly. Or keep me up later worrying about like, oh, why was I?
Or having a talk about how you're a jerk. And you're like, oh.
I could be at the office right now being productive. But here I am just trying to get back to zero with my wife.
We need to talk about why you were a jerk today. Because I didn't get enough sleep, which I'm trying to solve right now. If you just let me go to sleep and not talk about how much I was a bad boy.
Right. Exactly. The best, I can't change what I did.
That never happens.
But right now, we're working on making me a jerk tomorrow too, because you're keeping me up.
Yeah. But that's... try as you might, you're never going to sell that.
Like, you already dug that hole. You got to climb out of it. Yeah. But I mean, I've noticed that too. And I've heard other people talk about it. Like I start getting depressed, I start getting down, and people are like, maybe you just need a nap. Did you get enough sleep? Yeah. And I've noticed that with myself too. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, anxious, depressimistic, try to get some sleep if you can, because that wears on everybody. And so just, we need that emotional, you know, resiliency. We need that, you know, deposits in the gas tank for when we take those hits and those, you know, we're on that climb and our hand slips and we, you know, tumble down back to a previous level. We got to climb back up again. All that stuff happens for all of us. It's unavoidable. It's part of the climb. So you need to build that reserve.
Yeah.
And a big way to do that is getting some more sleep. So if you're depressed, go to bed. I mean, of course, there's also, you know, too far the other extreme, right? Which we'll talk about probably a little bit on my next podcast. But, you know, so it's not like being lazy and that sort of stuff, stay in bed all the time. There becomes a law of diminishing returns where you got way more than you need. Now you're just being lazy and
you can sleep too avoiding. Much, man, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And it can be, you know, the resistance, it can be avoiding the doing the difficult things, right? That can be a way of procrastinating. But this is like get what is healthy for your body. And here's another big effect of not sleeping enough, your health. So like I eat like trash when I don't sleep enough. Like I want all the carbs and all the sugars all the time, like when I don't sleep enough.
Yeah.
And when you eat junk, what happens? Like you feel like junk. Like I've heard that your body craves sugar and carbs because your body's trying to sucker you into a sugar crash. So you'll go back to sleep.
Oh, really?
I don't know if that's true, but I'm willing to go with
that's it. That's interesting.
Like, give me the carbs, give me the sugars. Why? Because you're going to get a sugar rush, crash, and go to sleep because that's really what you need. Okay. I'll give myself credit for that.
Interesting.
Yeah. But whatever the reason is, I want to eat all the junk food.
Yeah.
Like, when I've not slept well enough. I'm like, I need fuel.
Yeah.
No, that's trash fuel. That's not good stuff. That's a drag on the system.
Yeah.
So also, you know, of course, that's going to have other health, right? Like you're just not going to feel as well. You're going to gain weight, which you don't feel as well then, all that stuff. Also, proper sleep helps your immune system. So it helps you to not get sick. And the fewer illnesses equals fewer canceled co-writes or showing up anyway and not feeling your best or getting your co-writer sick and they'll be mad at you for sneezing on their guitar pick, you know, and whatever. So, I mean, how many days in the past, you know, year have you had to cancel because of illnesses? Or just kind of trying to power through, but it's not what it could have been. I mean, that's time you lost. It was like, was it worth it? I mean, I was watching a TED talk last night when I should have gone to bed. But anyway, I was watching one last night on the Sleep is Your Superpower, and they were talking about like how much these, how much of a hit your immune system takes over just like one night of like 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Like your immune system just drops. And so that's the thing. If you're not getting enough sleep, you're more likely to get sick. And then it's compounding the whole, wow, I'm not getting stuff done. This is all just a waste of time, right? I'm in a bad mood. Now I'm sick and I'm canceling a co-write and I'm not writing today, all that stuff. So
this happens to me all the time.
In what way? Like people canceling it on you or you getting sick?
No, like just, so we're burning the candle at both ends. You know, I'm working, whatever, 12, 14 hour days. And then I'm going, and then I'm going to go to a writing night, you know, writer's night or something like that. Mm-hmm. Because that's business and pleasure, you know, because I'm hanging with friends and, you know, Janelle and I are hanging out or whatever, but I'll have a couple cocktails, you know, I'm not getting like loaded or anything, but I'm drinking, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And lately now that I'm getting older, man, all of a sudden, like my body will just shut down.
Yeah.
It happened this over Memorial Day weekend. Like I had all this stuff I had planned that I had to do for Memorial Day weekend work. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I'm starting running a low grade fever on Friday night, you know, and I'm feeling terrible. I'm exhausted. And so I go to bed early. I wake up, I feel better. And so I start to work and I get about a half a day's worth of work done. And then that fever comes back and I'm just like, my body, it's been happening to me a couple of times now. My body's like, nope.
Yeah. Johnny, I want you to go to your room and think about what you've done.
We can't trust you to shut it down. So we're going to shut it down for you.
Yeah. Your body took you in time out.
Yeah.
Go to your room and think about what you've done.
And all weekend, like, you know, it was like, son of a bitch, man. I had to fight to get through some of the stuff that absolutely had to be done, like in my business. I did not work at all on my business.
Right.
And that's why.
Yeah. It cost us. It cost us that. Yeah. I mean, and how many times if you're in that fog, I wonder how many song ideas that you might have caught, like in conversation or on a headline somewhere, on a whatever. Point.
Your antennas are up.
No, my antenna's not cranked up because I'm just kind of foggy. So nothing as much. Like, how many great song ideas have you missed out on? Because you've stayed up and
right. Oh, watched that. So think about it this way.
Next episode of Ozark or whatever your show might be.
Think about it this way. We just aired that Tim Nichols interview, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So imagine Tim Nichols is exhausted because he didn't sleep the night before when he walks into the room with Gary Wiseman and
Craig. Yeah.
And Gary's like, yeah, man. They just start talking. He's like, yeah. It's like, you know, this buddy of ours, like, did you hear what happened to him? Yeah, he got like the wrong medical where like they switched his file. They screwed up his file with somebody else and they told him he only had like weeks to live and it was a mistake. And I mean, can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway, what are we going to write about? I don't know. Like, you know,
yeah. Well, I got some title.
Live Like You Were Dying doesn't get wrote.
Right.
Yeah. He was tired.
Cause it's the, I got this other thing started. Let's go ahead and work that. That'd be a little bit easier because fatigue makes cowards of us all.
Yeah. That's what Liz Riggs is, another stupid song. I mean, right.
Yeah.
Oh dude.
Or if they, you know, what I heard on some of that is like Craig Wiseman will like, he goes like, we're going to keep going. So he'll be the like first one there and last one to leave. You know, he turns the light, he'll set the alarm both times, on and off, whatever. And so if you're just running that deficit, I mean, you're going to be more like a trash by the end of that, right? Like, I'm done, I'm toast, stick a fork in me, I'm done. Or you're not going to stick around, you know, or when he calls you, I got this other thing, you know, like, I just got home, Craig. Yeah, but I got this idea for the second verse. I'm just not picking up.
Yeah.
You know, you're not as available. So I did a Know the Pro. It's one of the first ones I did with Songwriting Pro. So this was in the member archives, if y'all want to watch it, if you're a member, with Jimmy Yeary, and who wrote I Drive Your Truck, Why Wait for Rascal Flatts, Anywhere With You, Jake Owen, Everything's Gonna Be All Right for Kenny Chesney and David Lee Murphy, all these hits, right? All these hits. And I called Mama for Tim McGraw. So just, he's a great writer. And we talked about a lot about his process, and a lot of it is he takes good care of his health. Like, he's like, I try to eat clean. I go exercise. I go run in the mornings. I do all this stuff, try to get enough sleep, like treats it like a sport. Like, I'm in training.
Yeah.
Because
mental training. Cause you got to be mental about it.
Exactly. He's like, I want to be my best, my sharpest, most focused when I walk into the writer's room.
Yeah.
And so he does this whole thing, which I would recommend too, about eat healthy, exercise, get enough sleep. So we're focusing on sleep here, but all that stuff just helps you to be in a better mood. You know, it's a lot easier to write a song if you feel hopeful, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you're feeling depressimistic, you're not going to pitch that song, or you're less likely to. And that might have been the pitch that worked, because you're like, I never hear anything back.
Or even get your sales full, like in the writing room. You're like, yeah, that kind of sucks.
Right? Yeah, I don't know, man. It's really just got to write with the artist. Why are we even here?
Instead of being like, instead of the springboard happening, like, oh, wait a second. What if we did this?
Yeah.
What if we said this? You know, and then you're just like, there, you're present. You're actually adding energy to the room instead of either being even or worse, taking energy out of the room.
Right. Yeah, so it's super important. So, and that's just what I want to talk about. Better sleep leads to better mood, better concentration, better focus, better health, and ultimately better results for your music business. So how do you get better sleep at night? There are a lot of resources for that online, although I might tackle that in another episode. I don't know. But let me know if you want me to dive into that. Hit me up in the comments when you drop this in the Climb community or anywhere.
I got two things.
Yes.
One, so my sister, ER physician. Mm-hmm. So sometimes she has to work like, she didn't have regular hours, you know, like some days she'll be working day shift. And then this whole weekend she's working night shift, you know, Friday and Saturday night, knife and gun club kind of thing. Right. So,
yeah.
So her sleep, she doesn't have a normal sleep schedule a lot of times with her job. So she has this, it's melatonin spray for your mouth. And you're like two squirts. Let me tell you something, brother. You're out like a light. It shuts everything off, you know.
Yeah.
In your head, shuts it all down. You get a good night's sleep. It's cool. And the second thing is, and I learned this from a guru. I can't remember who it was, but you know what? Like a 10-15 minute cat nap in the afternoon.
Power nap. Yeah.
We just shut it down for 50. Like not too much. You know, not like a full on nap, but. So a little cat nap does a whole lot to spring everything back in and rejuvenate for the last part of the day and stuff. So give that a shot.
Yeah, my wife has been on the melatonin kick for a while. So if we need to, maybe give a little bit to, you know, pinch off just a little bit. We do have like melatonin gummies and pills and stuff. You can get them at Walmart, wherever.
Yeah.
I try not to use those usually because by the time I go to bed, I don't have trouble going to sleep. But part of it is I'm just worried like, you know, if I keep giving it to my body in a pill or a spray, my body's like, sweet, don't have to make that anymore. You know? Right. And then if I don't have the pill, I'm like, oh my gosh, my body totally forgot how to make melatonin.
You're hooked.
Melatonin. And anyway, yeah.
You got a monkey on your back.
So I save it for special occasions. Like when I make a trip to Nashville, yeah, I'll take some melatonin because I'm just hyped up the whole time I'm there and I'm working. It's going and going and going. My brain's already thinking about the next day and everything that just happened. I'm like, okay, I'll take one of these tonight.
I gotta shut it down.
Why? Because I need to get sleep. Why? Because I need to be sharp tomorrow. So, so we use some of that stuff. Power naps, blue blockers. They talk about turning off your screens an hour before bed, or get like these blue blocker, you know, glasses. I have some that just look like little readers or something. I forget to use them, but turn those on so it filters out like the daylight that we get from our screens and lights and stuff. So your brain can start going, okay, it's getting dark. It's going to bedtime.
Right. So your sleep cycle kicks in, right?
Exactly. Your body starts getting ready for bed, for sleep before you get in bed and turn out the light. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff. So if you want to hear some more, hit me up in the comments, wherever you see this. And if enough of y'all are interested, then we can dive into it. So that's it. Get some sleep. Don't feel guilty about it because it's one of the most productive things you can do. Within reason, right? So, hey, I have a gift for you. It's over an hour of exclusive interviews with hit songwriters, producers, where they share insights and advice that will help you write like a pro, do business like a pro, and connect to the pros. Usually, only Songwriting Pro members have access to this stuff, but I've made just a little sliver of what we have going on there available to you for free. Yeah, it's free, and you can gain instant access to it at songwritingpro.com/preview. The songwritingpro.com/preview. That's what I got for y'all today. So go get some sleep and don't feel bad about it.
All right, guys. Well, it brings us to the end of another Killer Climb episode. Make sure that you join the climb community, leave a rating and review, subscribe or follow the podcast, and tell a friend about it. This podcast exists because we want you to win, so keep on climbing.
Actually, I'm going to say sleep on climbing, and we'll see you at the top.
Boom.
Dad joke. Dad joke.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.